Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Welcome to the English We Speak. I'm Jia Ying.
And hello, I'm Neil. Jia Ying, there's a bit of a problem.
Oh no, what's wrong?
We've almost run out of tea bags. There's just one left. What are we going to do?
Don't panic, Neil. We're just going to have to eke out the last one and share the tea bag.
Eat out?
Eek.
Are you okay? Have you seen a mouse?
No, Neil. Eek. To eke out means to make the supply of something last a bit longer by using it carefully. It's what you do when you only have a small quantity of something and you want it to last as long as possible.
Like our last tea bag. I'm not sure if eking out this last tea bag will make the tea taste very good.
Well, go and find out where we eke out some examples.
Because of the storm, we had to eke out food supplies before we could get to the shops again. Our crops have failed this year, so we can hardly eke out a living. I've lost my job, so I need to eke out what savings I have to survive.
This is the English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're hearing about the phrasal verb to eke out, which means to make the limited supply of something last a bit longer by using it carefully. So, Neil, how's the tea?
Ugh, like dishwater.
Oh dear, I think you need to go to the shop and buy some more.
Do I have to? Couldn't we just eke out this script for a little longer?
Sure. Bye.
Bye.